This is 37 Families, Season 1, Chapter 7. In this episode, we will be further elaborating the nature of concealed impulses further to a question raised by a listener about the last podcast. To begin, concealed impulses must be contrasted with self-conscious impulses for one simple reason. A concealed impulse generates a spatial arrangement of social actors, which mirrors that of its self-conscious analog, but for the sociality inherent to the self-conscious impulse. Since a self-conscious impulse is a rationalized impulse, it always coincides with the expression of some word, which is the rationalization. Concealed impulses produce a similar orientation to the self-conscious analog without the corresponding verbalizations. From this starting point, we can see a few things. Concealed impulses, when introduced to a social system, produce two distinct phenomena. These are asynchronization within the other and asynchronicity within the self. What is meant by asynchronization is a breakdown in mirroring or cooperation within a social grouping. Asynchronicity refers to the elimination of the ordinarily external to internal direction of rationalization or causation. Let me explain this second part more thoroughly. Imagine that you are interacting with a group of people. Each particular movement represents a nook upon which you can rest your action. Some nooks are not accessible. Some are awkward. And some are just right. That is to say, you have to link up with another at just the right moment in order to engage with them. If you miss a window, then you lose an opportunity. Now, loss of synchronicity means that you have lost the corresponding alignment necessary to achieve communication or rationalization. Which is say that your body language undermines the mirroring necessary to generate a constructive connection. In the last few episodes, we talked about how concealed impulses produce similar patterns or arrangements of social actors. This means that both concealed impulses and self-conscious impulses generate the same spatial orientation to social actors, but in the case of self-conscious impulses, they also facilitate creation of an experience channel. They facilitate this through communication, mirroring, and synchronicity, which is absent with concealed impulses. That's the end of the podcast for today.